Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Everyone say, mothers are blessing. And the two person I want to talk about today is the mother of Jesus, Mary, and about Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. We're going to read scripture and see the scene of their conversation and what happened to them. And we will learn a few things from their life. It's amazing that God chose these two ladies who impact the world to today because of their children. And the son of Mary is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Without Jesus, I would not be like this today. You would not be like this today. And Mary was a vessel that God used to give birth to the Son of God. Also Elizabeth, who was a cousin of Mary. And she gave birth to John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. We'd like to read from Luke chapter 1, 26 to 28. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, and the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we want to learn about godly mothers in the Bible. And we want to understand your truth and your principle. Father, may your Holy Spirit enlighten our spiritual eyes to understand what you want to say to the church, especially the mothers in this room. Father, also make our ear attentive to what you say. Keep us, Lord, attention. Keep our attention to your word and your voice. Help us, Lord, to keep your word in the middle of our hearts, because they are life and they are medicine to our flesh. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want you to put yourself in Mary's shoes. She was engaged. And then an angel showed up in her home. What happened if angel showed up in your home? I believe that your knees will begin to fellowship with one another. You saw an angel show up and you were shocked because, wow, is he going to bring a judgment or is he going to bring a blessing to me? And you must be really scared to see angel in your own home. And I understand how Mary felt at that time. In fact, you can see that God sent an angel to speak to this woman named Mary. In other words, all this generation, after generation from Adam and Eve to today, God is still looking for a vessel. God's still looking for a man or a woman to do his work and to fulfill his eternal purpose and plan. God chose Mary. And I believe that God is choosing many ladies in this church, and all the ladies in this church, especially the moms, to fulfill his eternal purpose for this generation and the next generation. How many people want to be chosen by God like Mary? How many people want to be the vessel of God that you can produce the next generation that impact the cities and the nations around the world? Amen. I want to tell you, the job of a mother is very important, because you can produce godly offspring that can shake the nations and shake the cities. Amen. You look at Timothy. If you read the book of Timothy, you can see that Timothy became a pastor. And even Paul said that, remember your faith that you received from your grandmother and your mother in that teach you the word of God. Amen. So you can see the mothers have a big impact on their children. I pray that all the children in our church here will one day shake the nations because you are the vessel that God have chosen. When the angels show up, Mary was quite shocked and I believe that fearful. That's why the angels say that, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid because I'm bringing the good news to you. And if you notice, the angels say the word that I like very much, that word is favored. How many people like to receive favor? I want to be favored by God. Amen. He said, rejoice. The angel, you know, every time we come into the presence of God, every time as a human being, when we encounter the supernatural, whether the move of God, the touch of the Holy Spirit, or something supernatural, by our nature, we get scared. We get a little bit uneasy, and we want to back off. We don't want to be around in the supernatural. That's why the angels say, rejoice, don't be afraid. Highly favored one. And the Bible continued to say in verse 29 to verse 34, but when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. Now the angel is giving her a promise. The angel is giving her a vision, a task to do, a promise from heaven that she's going to be a mom, they're going to bless the nation. For you have found favor with God. Everyone say favor. Do you want to find favor with God? How many people want to be a mom that find favor with God? The first things that I want to talk about today, if you want to be a godly mom, you should be called a highly favored woman. Highly favored woman. Turn to the woman close to you and say, highly favored woman. How many ladies in this room want to receive favor from God? Amen. It's a big difference. I want to talk about favor today. Amen. You have found favor from God, with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne, his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom, there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? At that time, Mary was a virgin. And God, through the angel, gave her a promise, gave her a vision, gave her an assignment. Amen? So, a mom received assignment from God. And one of the assignment is to produce spiritual offspring, is to give birth and raise up children to become godly men and women that can bless the world like Jesus Christ. Amen. How many people want your children to bless the world? I hope, I pray, I believe that no one in this room wants your children to be thieves and robbers and criminals and drug addicts and you know, the troublemaker in society. You want your children to impact the world. Is that right? Yes. You want your children to be one day to be a pastor, to be evangelist, to be a preacher, to go out and bless the world, to be a businessman that make a lot of money to support the gospel. You want your children to grow up to be a doctor who can pray for the sick and they get healed without surgery. You want your children to grow up to be a great citizen of the country, to be a president. One day, who knows, some of your children here may become a president of America. Amen. And change the nation. You look very excited. I see your face like... I hope that you don't go to bed too late at night on Saturday night, okay? Please go to bed early because otherwise you come on Sunday, you look very tired. And when you listen to the sermon, I feel like, am I speaking to the wall? Something you look like... Some of you look like that. So look excited about the word of God. Some of your children may be the president of a company. Some of your children may be a preacher. Wow, look excited. Some of your children may check the nation. Maybe another Billy Graham. Amen. Some of your children may be a great businessman. Amen. That support the gospel millions and billions of dollars. You look so excited. I grab that. How many people say, I grab that? My children gonna inherit the land. They will be blessed. Amen. God is giving you the promise here, like he gave to, you know, Mary. But you know, sometimes the promise of God look very impossible, especially when you see your baby run around, crawl with a running nose and cry and you know, look like, oh, how can this guy gonna become a preacher? You know, your baby may run around and do a lot of stuff and break the stuff in your home. But my dear brother and sister, it doesn't matter what you see. It doesn't matter what you hear. But it's a promise of God to the mother in this church. It's a promise of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your children can inherit the land. The thing's going to happen out of ordinary because you have the Almighty God. And you are right now pregnant with that vision. You are pregnant with that promise of God. And we're going to see how Mary get that the pregnant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why God picked Mary? Why God picked you? And one of the important things that you can see from this scripture is that Mary was a highly favored woman. Amen. She accepted the vision from God. She accepted the promise of God, even though it looked impossible. How can a virgin get pregnant? Is it a supernatural thing? Definitely. If you don't believe it, as a doctor, I know that it's supernatural for a virgin to become pregnant. But God can do all things. Amen. Verse 32, the Bible says, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Wow. Can you imagine if you are in her shoes and you listen to an angel say, you know, I never sleep with any man. I haven't married yet. I just got, you know, engaged. I never know any man. How can I get pregnant? I think the first reaction would be, who? How come? Then the angel give a confirmation. It's going to happen. This is what he say. In Luke chapter 1, verse 35 to 38. This is a confirmation. Another miracle. And the angel answered and said to her, to help her to have faith, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Miracles happened by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Without the Holy Spirit, there's no miracle. That's why our church welcome the Holy Spirit and love the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the power of the Highest will overshadow you. You need the power of God to see the miracle. Therefore, also that the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, this is a confirmation. Indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, your cousin, has also conceived a son in her old age. Wow. Elizabeth, actually, by the story in the Bible, she was barren. She could not have a baby. She was barren all of her life, and she was an old lady already. So from the medical point of view, this lady could not have a son. But God performed a miracle. People who are a little bit older in this room, be careful. God can make you pregnant again. I'm just teasing. And this is now the 6th month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Let's say at the same time, nothing. With God will be impossible. Amen. Even though the promise of God for your children look impossible in your eyes, in the circumstances. Amen. But for God, nothing will be impossible. Amen. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant. You notice that she did not call her a big shot, something. She called herself servant. You need to be a servant of God, of the Lord. In other words, she offered herself as a vessel. Use me. I'm your vessel. I'm your servant. Whatever you want to do. You want me to be pregnant with the son named Jesus? I will do it. I will do whatever you want. She gave her life to Jesus, to the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. My dear brother and sister, if you want God to use you, if you want God to handpick you to be the vessel for this generation, for the end time like this, you know, Mary generation is gone. Now we are in this generation, year 2006. Ladies in this church, God can use you to impact this society. God can use you to raise up godly children that can impact the nations and the world for God, the cities, the society for God. Amen. Not just having a nice home, a nice house, but impact the world for the kingdom of God. That should be your vision. Amen. What you need to be is to be a highly favored woman in the eyes of God. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 22, verse 1. Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And loving favor rather than silver and gold. The Bible says that the favor of God is something that you should desire. The favor of God cannot be bought with money. Do you know that there are many things in our life that you cannot buy with money, such as love, the anointing, joy, the power of God. And one of the things that you cannot buy with money is the favor of God. Amen. So when God's favor is upon your life, wonderful things will happen to you and for you. I love the favor of God. Yesterday, we went to downtown. I just told Pastor Da, we went to downtown to pass track. And I don't want to park too far, so I was parking in the area that I have to pay money to park and to get involved. Actually, Da and Estella stayed the last person, and she gave it all out, all the track. They gave all out until last piece. And when we parked, and when I parked, I sent them out first. When I parked, I found the favor of God because a lady was pulling out and she gave me the ticket and said, oh, this ticket lasts until 5 p.m. You can have it. So I parked for free, only less than 1 minute walk to the area that we passed track. That is the favor of God for Pastor Da. Highly favored woman. Amen. My dear brother, sister, wonderful things can happen to you if you have the favor of God in your life. God's favor gonna take you where nothing else can take you. God's favor can open the door for you that nothing else can do for you. God's favor can make you do much while you have so little. Amen. God's favor can make a way when there seem no way. I know the favor of God for Mitchell and Jim. Because when Jim and Mitchell start a business, it looked impossible for Jim to have a great business in Seattle. So many competitors. But God give favor to them. Amen. Hallelujah. God give favor to people. And then the way will be open. The door will be open. The book of Genesis chapter, I like this subject about favor. Genesis chapter 26 verse 24. And the Lord appeared to him, meaning to Isaac, the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, your father. Fear not, for I am with you and will favor you with blessings and multiply your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. God promised Abraham, the man of faith, the father of faith. And that promise also belongs to us because we are his children of faith. Because we believe in Jesus Christ, we are children of Abraham too. Is that right? And the promise passed to Isaac, to Jacob, and to our generation. And this is the promise of God for his children, for Abraham's children. That is favor. Favor of God. Amen. Amen. Can I see you smile? Yeah. You should be happy when you hear the word favor from God. And you know, what is the sign of favor? How many people know the sign of favor? The sign of favor, you know, when I see a person come in like this and like this, like this, like this, I know that it's Japanese. You know, like this, arigato gozaimasu. You know, I see the sign of Japanese. The same thing, you can see the sign of a person that get the favor from God. And the sign of favor from God is blessings. The Bible says like this, favor you with blessing. Blessing and favor go hand in hand. You know, when somebody bless you, it means that person favor you. Is that right? If somebody buy a big gift for you, give you a big check, it means he favor you. Because he doesn't have need to give to you. You can recognize the favor of God by looking at the blessing in your life. Therefore, expect God's favor. Expect the blessing from God because you are the children of Abraham. Amen. All the ladies in this room, you are highly, highly favored women of God. Amen. Now look at how you're going to get that favor from God. You know, when the husband wake up in the morning, you look at your wife and say, highly favored woman. Wow, is that great? You just speak like that to your wife every day. Highly favored woman. Wow. Chiren, can you do that now? Go for it. You can speak in Mandarin. You need to bless your wife every day. You know that. Bless them. Bless her. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at the Bible say about favor. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 1 to 4. My son, forget not my law or teaching. Forget not my law or teaching. But let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days, you're going to live a long life, favor of God. And years of a life worth living and tranquility. Tranquility inward and outward and continuing through the old age to death. Wow, I like that. These shall they add to you. Let not mercy and kindness shutting out all the hatred and selfishness and truth. Shutting out all the deliberate hypocrisy and falsehood, forsake you by them, mean by kindness, mercy, and truth, around your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. So shall you find favor, good understanding, and high esteem in the sight of God and of man. This is a secret of how to find favor from God and from man. Look at another scripture. I'm going to make a conclusion here in a minute here. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 33 to 35. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not refuse or neglect it. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man or the woman who listened to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors, for whoever find me, mean the wisdom of God, finds life and draw forth and obtain favor from the Lord. My dear brother and sister, if you want to have favor from God, receive favor from God, this is what you need to do. Very simple, not a big formula at all. I don't like to preach something too complicated. Very simple. You love the Word of God. You listen to the Word of God. You partake the Word of God. You read the Bible and become a doer of the Bible. When you learn something in the Bible, you hear something, okay, I'm going to do it from today on. This is my habit. Every time I listen to certain sermon, I will say, okay, from today, I'm going to practice this one. Do it. Being a doer, not just decorator of your brain with the Word of God. That's why the Bible says, bind around your neck. Whatever subject you hear from the sermon, do it as soon as possible. Get it done. Amen. If it doesn't happen overnight, that's okay. Keep plucking. Keep pursuing. Keep going. Get pursuing the Word of God. Keep doing. Amen. If you don't see it happen overnight, that's okay. Don't lose heart. Keep chasing after the Word of God. Keep practicing the Word of God. Read the Bible. Meet your shepherd one-on-one, your mentor, one-on-one Bible study. Get involved in the Bible study group. Go to care group. Listen to the sermon on Sunday. Listen attentively. Listen to the CD sermon. Amen. Get to every class that we have. Being the people who will not forget the law and the teaching of God. And show mercy to people. Show kindness to people. Love the truth of God. And the favor of God will be upon your life. Everyone say, I want to be a doer of the Word of God. Amen. You need to make that decision. Whatever you learn from the scripture, from the Bible, I will do it. I remember when God teach me about the joy of God. Right away, I said, I want the joy of God. I remember when one day a doctor, she is a pediatrician, a baby doctor, came to my house long time ago. This is in 1983. I was in a Baptist church at that time, and she said, Dr. Varun, people in Thailand call me first name, Dr. Varun, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. I say, what? Where is in the Bible? So I begin to read the book of Acts. I say, I'm going to go for it. No matter how hard, I'm going to go for being filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to obey every single word in the Bible. I want to obey every single verse mentioned in the scripture. So I go for it. And eventually I receive the Holy Spirit. It takes me many months until I receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the Bible tells me to love my wife and be kind to my wife, I need to do it. Be a doer of the word of God. Bind it around your neck. And you know what happened? You're going to find the favor of God. You're going to get good understanding and get high esteem, not only in the sight of God, but in the sight of man. I tell you one fact is this. If God show you his favor, you're going to find favor for man. Man will say yes to you, even though he would not say yes to other people. Let me repeat one more time. You go to make a business deal. You go to want to buy something. You want to do something. And you ask for a favor from that person. And God will make work in the heart of that man to give you a special deal. And the special deal that he will never give to anyone else except you, because you find the favor of God and you find the favor of man. Amen. Is it great? Oh, I like to live that kind of lifestyle. Everywhere I go, I live in the favor of God. The Bible says clearly in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. When a woman's ways please the Lord. How many people want to live a life that pleasing to the Lord? That even your enemy cannot do anything to you. Amen. Is it great? That's what the Bible says. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, 10 to 11 say, when it goes well with the uncompromising righteous, the city rejoices. But when the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. By the blessing of the influence of the upright and God's favor, because of them, the city is exalted. My dear brother and sister, there is no favor for and on the wicked. There is only favor on and for the righteous and the upright. And if that upright person become influential in the society, maybe become a president or become a CEO, whatever, in the society, the blessing that come through the favor of God through that person will bless the whole organization, will bless the whole city, and everyone will rejoice. Your children can be like that. Amen. If you live a life that show forth the kingdom of God, commitment to the word, commitment to the Holy Spirit, commitment to Jesus and his church, serve him, the favor of God will be upon you, they'll learn from you, and then they will receive the favor from God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to encourage all the young people in this room who have not married yet. Some of you may say, I'm not a mom yet. I'm still single. Don't start too late. Start now when you're young. Start to live in the will of God, being an upright person, love God, hate sin, love righteousness, and let the favor of God shine upon you, fill you, go through you, everything. Amen. And I tell you, it's a matter of the heart. The only thing I can do is to preach to you. But you need to make your own decision. It's the matter of the heart. Some people, the hearts are so callous. No matter what I preach, they say, I don't care, I don't mind, I'm going to live my own life, I don't care about God. That is the heart condition. But I want to encourage you, soften your heart. Being like a children, being like a baby, you say, God, you know, I really need your help. I need to be an upright person. I need to change. I need to repent of my sin. I need to have a relationship with God. Amen? Amen. The Bible said that those who have brokenness of heart, the humble heart, the repentant heart, will be blessed. Amen. So, let's get God's favor. Grab a hold of God's favor. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 27, he who diligently seeks God's favor. Wow. How do you seek good? What is good? How many people know what is good? Anything that belongs to heaven. The Bible, the Holy Spirit, angel, the name of Jesus, joy, peace, the truth. Is that right? Righteousness, kindness, mercy, forgiveness, love. All these things are good. We seek good things and we find a favor from God. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 2, good man obtains favor from the Lord. But a man of wicked devices, he condemns. Which one you're going to choose? It's up to you. Proverbs chapter 13:13-15, whoever despises the word and counsel of God brings destruction upon himself. But he who reverently fears and respects the commandment of God is rewarded. Good understanding wins favor. But the way of the transgressor or sinner is hard, like the barren, dry soil or the impassable swamp. Wow. Which one are you going to choose? Righteousness? Jesus? Or are you going to choose Satan or sin? I'd rather choose God. How many people love yourself in this room? How many people want to be blessed? How many people want God to shine favor upon you? What you need to do? Seek the commandment and the truth of God. Amen? Proverbs chapter 14, verse 9. Fools make a mock of sin. In other words, I don't care about sinning. I continue to sin. I don't care. I don't believe there is God. And sin mocks the fool. In other words, when you go on to sin, the sin gonna cause you into trouble and it will mock you eventually. Who are its victims? A sin offering made by them only mocks them, bringing them disappointment and disfavor. But among the upright, there is the favor of God. Amen. If you want the favor of God, you need to be upright. How you can become upright? Have faith in the name of Jesus. Walking in repentance and obedience to his word every single day. Amen. That is the first characteristic of Mary. Mary, I believe if you met her, you will see that characteristic. She loved the word, I believe. She listened to the commandment of God. When whatever God said, she said, yes, Lord, I'll do it. I obey you. She has a soft heart. She has a humble heart. She's not fighting with the word of God. She seeks the kingdom. And that's why God picked Mary. Not because she is more educated, not because she is more beautiful, anything like that, but because of the heart condition. You know, God looks at the heart condition. Amen? Amen. So clean up your heart to be softer, to be more responsive to the things of God. Continue to look at the Bible here. What is the second characteristic of Mary and also Elizabeth? Luke chapter 1, 39-41. Do you learn something?
Yes.
You want to find favor with God?
Yes.
Amen. Luke chapter 1, 39-41. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greetings of Mary. Imagine a woman walk in, and that woman was picked by God. That woman named Mary, the Holy Spirit is upon her. That woman, the power of God is upon her. She carried the anointing. She carried the power of God. She is full of the Holy Spirit. She's a woman. You know, a lot of people come to this church and wonder, wow, this is kind of weird church. People are so full of the Holy Ghost and people really love the Holy Ghost. I didn't tell you, it's in the Bible. How many people know that Mary is a Holy Ghost woman? Amen. She is a Holy Ghost woman. She was full with the Holy Ghost. And look what happened when she walked close to her relative. There's some reaction. Look at the reaction. When the Holy Ghost come in, there's some reaction. Look at this, that when it happened, when Elizabeth heard the greeting, Mary just said, hi, how are you? The Holy Spirit upon her, flow out of her. The rivers of God flow out, touch Elizabeth. And the baby inside Elizabeth. And the baby dance. The baby start to shake and laugh and have a good time. Actually, laughter was happening the baby's sleep, dance, get excited with the anointing. Amen. I heard that last Sunday, one lady from Thailand came here and just walked close to the front area here for altar call. I didn't even know who she is. She walked close and she started to giggle already. She started to leap and fall down because the anointing was so strong in the front here. You know, the baby named John the Baptist leaped in her womb. Wow, the anointing of Mary must be very strong. Can you imagine? And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Wow, the anointing upon Mary passed transfer into Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. You like to be that kind of woman?
Yes.
Wow, wherever you go, the Holy Spirit in you just pass out of you and touch people around you. Even the baby start to leap. Amen. So the second characteristic of Mary, besides she is a highly favored woman, she is the woman that contain and welcome and be filled with the Holy Ghost and with the power of God. And not only that, she is a conduit. Is that I say the right way? Conduit. She is a vessel. She is a host that the Holy Spirit upon her can touch other people's life. How many people know that the baby and the children are sensitive to the Holy Spirit? Do you know that the baby in the womb of a mother can be sensitive to rejection, to hatred, to fear, to hostility? If a husband and wife in the house fight, and quarrel and throw it to each other all the time, the baby in the womb and the children will be sensitive to that kind of demonic power. And eventually it will get on them. And that's why the children that grow up in the very unpeaceful home, husband and wife always hit each other, fight with each other. The kids grow up with insecurity, rejection, and fear. Amen? I heard this story all the time, when a woman gets pregnant with a baby, and that woman hit the baby because the baby came by accident or something. We call backseat baby. You know, in the baby boomer time, one of my friends said that he is a backseat baby because something happened in the backseat of the car. So when the woman gets pregnant at 16 years old, the woman hate that baby because now I get stuck with this baby. And then the hatred go in. And the baby will be born with rejection. And the spirit of rejection or demon of rejection will enter that baby because of that rejection. On the other hand, that is a negative side. So I want to encourage all the husband and wife in this room, please don't fight, don't throw to one another with the iron or plate and spoon and yell to each other in the house because you are inviting demon into your house. You are inviting the spirit of fight, the spirit of rejection and insecurity into your house. Keep your house in peace. Keep your house in love, in joy, in forgiveness. Don't open the door for demon to come in. Don't open the door for the evil spirit to enter into your house by your sin. Amen. On the other hand, you can lay hand on the baby that impart the anointing. Amen. You can bless the baby. You can bless your children. I see already in my house how much my son has changed. I told this story all the time that the psychiatrist cursed my son that he would not be able to read and do anything. When I look at his face, when he say that, and this is how happened in Kirkland, when that psychologist told me, Dr. Lau, your son will need to be on DHSS, on welfare. He will not be able to read. He cannot go to do anything. He cannot read. He is blah, 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 blah. I look at him and I say, no. My God is bigger than you. I don't accept this. Because I have authority. I and my wife have the anointing. And we're going to lay hand on him. We're going to cast demon out of him. We're going to believe in success in his life. Amen. You can lay hand. The handful of the anointing can lay hand on the baby, and the baby can leave. The baby can be blessed. You can lay hand on your children every night. You can lay hand and impart the anointing. That's why I beg you, when we have the laying on of hand, come out to get the anointing. Because empty hand, lay on empty head. Nothing can happen. You need to be full of the anointing. You need to be like Mary, full of the Holy Ghost. Lay hand, bless your children, bless your wife. I lay hand on my wife all the time. She lay hand on me too. Amen. You know, when we come home, we're tired and she see that I'm tired. She lay hand on me and pray, bless my husband. You know, we lay hand on our children, we bless them. And we can see the change now. Paul read books, like many pages now. He's calm. He's not angry anymore. He go to bed on time. By 9:30, he will brush his teeth, go to bed. We don't have to chase him to bed. He is all in order, in discipline. Not because we are great parents, but because of the anointing. Because we don't invite demons to come into our house. We invite the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in the power of God. Amen. Amen. I'm excited about this. Hallelujah. Ladies, be a Holy Ghost woman. Yes. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes. Filled with the power of God. Transfer the anointing in your children. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, when anointing moved, John danced in the womb. Leap, dance. And then Elizabeth prophesied, you know that the anointing can be transferable. It's transferable from one person to another person. Amen. Hallelujah. I love it. Now look at the next thing that we learn from these two ladies. Are you okay? Continue for a little bit. Luke chapter 1, verse 42 to 45, we learn that Mary was a highly favored woman. Number two, Mary is a Holy Ghost woman. She carried the anointing of God. She welcomed the Holy Spirit. Number three, Luke chapter 1, 42 to 45. Then she spoke out with a loud voice. She means Elizabeth. In other words, when the Holy Ghost upon Mary fall unto Elizabeth. Elizabeth filled with the Holy Ghost too. And then what happened? Elizabeth spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Wow, this is prophecy. How can she know that the son inside is Jesus Christ? Wow, this is a prophecy. For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Joy is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know why people don't like joy. When we see people get touched by God and laugh, they see that, wow, this is weird. But actually, when you go to heaven, people laugh up there. Having God even laugh on the throne. The book of Psalms say that. Joy is good. Everyone say, joy is good.
Joy is good.
Sadness is bad.
Sadness is bad.
God is good.
God is
good. Satan is bad.
Satan is bad.
Heaven is good.
Heaven is good.
Hell is bad. For joy, blessed is she who believes, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. The third characteristic that we learn from these two ladies, not only Mary was sensitive to the Holy Spirit, welcomed the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth welcomed the Holy Spirit too, but not only that, you know there are two things in the world, the dark side and the positive side. God bring the positive side and the devil bring the dark side, the bad side. When you are full of the flesh, when you are full of demons, when you are full of your human soul, human thing, human, you know, humanity, you have a tendency to complain, to curse, to say negative thing, to sarcasm, to bring negative word to your children and to yourself and to your husband. But when you are full of the Holy Ghost, you're going to be like Elizabeth. She speak what? Blessing. Amen. She say like this, blessed are you among women. My dear brother and sister, let us become a Holy Ghost people who speak only positive things. Speak blessings. Speak victory. Speak good. Speak the kingdom. Speak the promise of God to your husband, to your children. Amen. Don't entertain complaints. Don't entertain sarcasm. Don't entertain something like speak, you know, that old woman. Don't call your wife old woman. Please. Amen. Call her beautiful woman. Anointed woman. Don't call your son and your daughter dumb or failure or, you know, you will never make it or something like that. Call them blessed. Call them wise, wisdom. Call them fool. Call them rich. Call them anointed. You know, you call them positive. Bless people with your mouth. Fill with the Holy Ghost. You know, sometimes when my flesh come up, I have a tendency to say negative thing too, because I'm human. But I have to push my flesh down and let the Holy Spirit rise up on the inside of me, and I begin to speak positive. Speak blessing to myself. Speak blessing to my wife. Speak blessing to your husband. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the third characteristic is that proclaim the word of blessing. Everyone say proclaim. The word of blessing. That's number three. Let me give you the last one so I can close this sermon. So number one, what you learn? Find favor with God. Two, a Holy Ghost person filled with the Holy Ghost. Three, speak the word of blessing to your children and to your family and people around you. Amen. And number four, the last one, look at verse 45 again. I read one more time. Blessed is she who believes, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Not only those three things. If you want to be a godly mom that will impact the next generation, you need to be a woman of faith. Mary did not see what's going to happen in the future. Mary received the word from the Lord. Can you imagine when she went back home and she told her friend, oh, by the way, honey, you know, her friend, I am pregnant right now. What kind of reaction she going to get from people? Her friend, 17 years old lady around that neighborhood, going to look at her like, huh? You pregnant? You have not married yet? What's going on with you? You know, but she is a woman of faith. She is willing to take all the criticism. She is willing to go through anything to be able to obey and fulfill the promise of God. She's a woman of faith. I mean, put yourself in Mary's shoes. It's not easy. It's not fun. I believe that she get a lot of gossips and a lot of criticism around her. Amen. When you walk in the promise of God, when you have faith in God, things that God promised you may look impossible. And maybe sometimes even people even criticize you. You're crazy. You believe in that. It's impossible. You're crazy. But don't listen to man. Don't listen to Satan. Don't listen to the circumstances. Don't listen to the situation. Don't let the circumstance or even report of a man tell you anything. You look at the report of God here. Here, the promise of God is given to you through the word of God. The promise of God is given to you by the Holy Spirit. Should I read some promise of God in the Bible for the mom? Let me read the promise of God here. This is a general promise of God for every mom. But you may have a specific promise of God. Amen. One thing I and my wife pray all the time is that our children, Chiku, Joy, Tanida, A. Not Tanida Lohaprasit anymore. Tanida A. I keep forget to say Tanida Lohaprasit. Tanida A and Joy and Paul Lohaprasit will serve the Lord and become effective in the kingdom of God. They're going to shake the nation. That's our belief. Amen? Amen. Huh? And Brendan to our son-in-law. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at the promise of God. Exodus chapter 20, verses 5 to 6. Chapter 20, verses 5 to 6. By the way, Pastor Dick Mill gave me prophecy for Paul and Joy and Tanida. He said that for Paul, he's going to have a lot of friends. He will be loved by the friend. For Joy, he said that Joy will be very articulate. She will be speaking, articulate, maybe teacher or something like very social and articulate. For Tanida, will get a lot of great blessing and unexpected blessing. Hallelujah. From Brendan. Not from Dad anymore, I'm kidding. Dad. Okay. Exodus chapter 25 to 6. Those who listen to CD, I'm making my hand out for money like this. Okay. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them in idols. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. This is a promise for the parents in this room. And mom, if you obey God, serve God, love God, thousands of generations after you shall be blessed. Amen. This is the promise of God. Look at Isaiah chapter 54, verses 13 to 17. For the servant of God in this room, the moms, the servant of God in this room, the Bible says, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is for me, says the Lord. Amen. This is a promise for you. Hang on to that promise. Your children will be taught by the Lord. Look at Psalm 115, verse 14. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. God going to give you increase. I have no doubt at all that my children will not lack anything. They will have more than enough in everything they need because their parents serve the Lord. I want to encourage everyone. We need archer right now. Get involved in archery. Help. Amen. We need Sunday school teacher. We need a lot of people to work in the church. Get involved. Raise your hand and say, I'm going to get involved. I'm going to serve. I'm going to become the servant of God. Help your care group leader. Help your, you know, care group to serve the Lord. Everything. Serve. Get involved. Amen. Because the Bible says that He's going to give you the increase. Not only you, but your children. Isaiah 8 verse 18. Here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonder in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. In other words, signs and wonder belong to you and your children. Psalm 112 verses 1 to 3. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Let me change. Blessed is the woman who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His or her descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in her house. Wow. And her righteousness. I'm talking about two women today. That's why I changed to her. Her righteousness endures forever. My dear brothers and sisters, God has promised for the upright in this room. All the mom. Amen. Amen. Be a highly favored woman. Be the Holy Ghost woman. Be the woman who speak only blessing, not curses, not cursing, not negative words, not doubtful words. A sarcastic word, speak positive word. And a woman of faith. Amen. Submit yourself to the Lord. Trust in the Lord. You know, this is a step you need to do to be a person of faith. You read the word, listen to the Holy Spirit. Read the word, listen to the Holy Spirit. Grab a hold of the promise of God in your life. I know that God has a prophecy for Pastor Da many years ago. She grabbed a hold of that. God said to her, you will be a mother of many nations. And it has been fulfilled already. In this room, we have about maybe 17 nations sitting here. She will be a mother of many nations. Amen. So God gave that promise to her. She grabbed a hold. After you grab a hold of the promise of God, put it in your heart and then stand on it. You stand on it. You are not shaken. You are not swayed to the right and left. And you grab a hold and stand on it. Don't stagger. Don't be tossed back and forth by any word of man or any opinion of Satan or demon. Don't be controlled by the circumstances. Believe. Grab a hold and believe. And then not only that, proclaim it. Look at what Mary proclaimed in Luke chapter 1, 46 to 56. You need to proclaim the promise of God in your life. Look at what Mary said. Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior." You see the word joy, rejoice all the time in the Bible. "For he has regarded the lowly state of his maid servants. For behold, henceforth all generation will call me blessed." Oh, I like that. All the generation will call Masako, will call Mary Ann, will call Alicia, will call, who else? Mary Jo, Angela, will call Nali and Kelmany and Yoko. Will call you blessed. I cannot mention everyone's name here, okay? You'll call you blessed. The nation will call you blessed, all the generation. "For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart. He has put down the mighty from their thrones," I mean the proud, prideful people, "and exalted the lowly," or the humble. "He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. And he has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever." Wow, Mary proclaimed the promise of God. I'm going to be called blessed. I'm going to have my baby bless the world. My baby going to bless the world. Amen. So you need to proclaim. You need to hang on to the promise of God. You need to be a woman of faith. Have faith for your children. Amen. Amen. Have faith that your children are going to be mighty in the land. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many moms want to exercise your faith for your children? Raise your hand up. Amen. Let's pray together right now. Let's believe that all of us will be have these four characteristics that we talk about. We will be faithful people. We will be spiritful people. Speaking positive. We will be highly favored people. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word. We thank you for teaching us through the lives of Mary and Elizabeth. These two women who were used by you, handpicked by you, to give birth to two important person in the Bible. Father, we pray, Lord, that in this generation, you will handpick your people in this church. That their children and their grandchildren and great-grandchildren will be blessed, will be mighty in the land. Lord, put your anointing upon all these ladies in our church, including the moms and the ladies who will be married in the future, Father. That the ladies in our house here will be Holy Ghost women, will be highly favored women. There will be speaking only the blessing of God, the word of God, the promise of God. They will be filled with the Holy Ghost all the days of their life, Lord. Father, help them to be full of faith, woman of faith that can shake the nation. Father, thank you, Lord. We bless them. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.